Lower your expectations. Season 3, it's a hockey podcast with Lance, Coach, and Randall. Hello and welcome to the Youth Hockey Podcast, episode 24, here with Lance Alexander, Coach Raleigh, and myself, Randall Gifford. We would like to start off by thanking you, the listeners, because we have found out through technical means by clicking on several different boxes and buttons and things and such that we are now up to 1,000 listens a week, which means we have grown past our 2 listens per week, which is what we started with, up to the point where we actually have 1,000 people listening to our work every week. I can only credit that to the skillful information set of Lance and Raleigh, but I want to congratulate both of you gentlemen because you really have I know you're both concerned that we sometimes get off on the same stuff. I know you're both concerned that we need to bring it every single week, but I'm telling you, the people are listening, and I think that is a testament to the information that you guys are putting out there. So all thanks to you guys. Yay!
Now should we mention, Randy, that we've grown from 2, and the original 2 listens a week were you and I.
No, I think actually it was Lorenz and you, because I didn't actually listen to, I was, if you go to the first season, people, you will hear Lance and I doing what I call exploratory podcasting, which is where we are just getting our voices in the podcast world. And then season 2, Raleigh came on and he clarified everything for us, including what is one of the best Boston universities university in Boston to play hockey at, which is the one that he did, and I always call it Boston College, but it's not. So David, do you have anything to say about that?
No, but yeah, I guess, hey, it's great to know people are enjoying it. I suppose
they could be rage listening. A secondary category that they could just be really angry. And I guess that would be at Lance, but it could be you.
The Howard Stern factor. Yeah.
Why are you listening? It's because Lance just gets under my skin, and anything's possible.
Right.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, Lance, I hear you have what we call a hot topic this week for those 1,000 listeners that have been waiting for you to come up with your topic. Lay it on them and lay it on
coming in hot.
Yeah. Come in hot. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we pride ourselves on pushing the boundaries, right? Riding the edge of controversy and the hot topics, the important topics. So this week's topic I wanted to go through.
Razor's
take
edge.
Us all the way back to the age of mites and talk about snacks.
Snacks,
you know, because I have I have issues and questions with snacks, because like question number one is, should I played on teams where every parent had to bring snack you know, once or twice throughout the season, and everyone rotated, and then there, you know, issues, controversy,
right? We had that in baseball too.
Yeah,
this was our fault for not vetting his topic this week. You know, usually we vet the topics before we like put them on the air. But this week, Lance was so happy. He was like, I've got it. This is going to revolutionize the Youth Hockey podcast. So neither
this is
of
the
us
one that
asked.
Could get us canceled, yeah. I think.
Exactly. Yep. There's got to be rules, Randy. There's got to be a method to the madness.
I can't believe you're coming in with snacks this week. That's fantastic.
Come on. Every new parent to hockey is going to have to deal with snacks. And would you prefer, Randy? Do you want to pay somebody like one of our teams did?
Care.
And they brought snack every week, or do you want to bring your own snack this week? And what happens, Randy, when your snack doesn't meet the requirements of some of the parents because you know went in
that's
your
important.
Own direction?
Yeah. Get in the snack early is what I would say. If I were giving actual advice on this topic, which I can't believe I am, I would say, get into the snack early, because then you won't be disappointing people. You know, they're early. They don't know what snack's going to be like. You can give them a bunch of stuff out of your pantry that you no longer like, and you can just shove it off on the kids, and they'll be like, oh, look, Mr. Gifford got us slightly old juice boxes that went past their date. Oh, cool. But if you get in like right after that one mom who like brings everybody Wendy's or like Chipotle, you know, like a catering van pulls up and they're all like, I want extra chicken. And you're like, oh God, I am not going to beat this woman. You know, that's when you really, you know, you get yourself in a world of hurt if you don't go early. Go early, empty your cupboards out. Don't hurt anyone.
Empty your cupboards out.
Yeah, empty out your cupboards. And
but what about this situation, Randy? Let me ask you this question. Okay, so my snack week, we brought everybody a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, you're going to kill people juice, with that. No, box. Shut it down right there. Peanut butter? That's
the kid
deadly.
With the peanut allergy is...
Well, I mean, you have to make sure there's no allergies, but on our team, there weren't. So I brought... peanut butter and jelly, and the coach actually recommended this.
Yeah, no, there's some kid that didn't know he was allergic to peanut butter and jelly until you brought it. Lance, you're sending out information.
We just did him a huge favor.
Oh my God. So Raleigh, tell him he's going to like put somebody into shock. Some little
okay. How about this then? Yeah. I remember at one team the kid had a peanut allergy, and they came up with, I forgot what it was made of, but a something in jelly sandwich. Looked like peanut butter, but it wasn't made out of peanuts. It was a different type of, I can't remember what the substance was. But
it was almond butter.
Maybe you're right. It might have been almond butter. But I bring the blank butter and jelly sandwich, a banana, and a box of chocolate milk, which is what the coach recommended. And then what do? The next week we come in and they bring in like a 20-pound box of brownies for the kids.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why you get in there early with the snack and you don't try to put yourself up. Because people forget who brought the first three snacks. It's the last three snacks where the kids are like, you know, really holding on hard. Because they most likely, you know, it's the end of the season. You know, they're done playing at that point. It's all snack at that. Everything is focused on snack at that point.
When did snack turn into a full meal? I mean, why are we bringing in sandwiches and, you know, a three course thing with a vegetable and like a snack is just supposed to be, you know, maybe a juice box and.
Brandy used to cater his snack week. You know, he'd have a chef there.
There was a chef on our team that went actually, and you know him, Vanetti. He was a fantastic chef. If you ever get a chance to go to Vanetti's, where is it? Larchmont?
It's Fernetti, but
Fernetti. Yeah. I'm sorry, I don't.
It's in Larchmont Village.
We only played hockey with him for 6 years, Raleigh. Why would I know how to pronounce his last name? Anyway.
Hey, the food was great, though, wasn't it?
My God, he is just a masterful chef. And I remember one week on Mites, he used to have a cheesecake of the month thing that he baked the cheesecakes. And I guess he had an extra one. And so he brought a cheesecake of the month. It was the best damn cheese. You know, like he's an Italian chef. But everything he touches turns to delicious, as far as I could tell. Because he brought that. And I remember, like, the kids were like, oh, I don't care about the cheesecake. The parents took one bite and they were like, yeah, just shovel a couple more pieces over to daddy, would you? Just shovel a couple more over. Yeah. So we had gourmet cheesecake as a mite snack, courtesy of one of the finer chefs in Los Angeles.
Yeah, you're not winning the battle when you've got a guy who's got like a, you know, a 5-star restaurant.
Yeah.
So, Dave, I want to hear the coach's baseball snack story.
I mean, it was pretty much, you know, it was like that. I'm trying to remember what we did because my son played baseball and my daughter played softball. So I had both teams. I typically did the, you know, juice boxes. Now, even that, you know, you can get into the quality of the juice that you're getting there. I think we did
organic juice. You better go organic juice.
Yeah, we did something like
grass-fed organic juice.
Yes. Yeah. You don't want to, you know, poison anyone with low quality ingredients.
No.
So yeah. Yeah, we did that and usually, yeah, I don't know, stuff you can get at Costco, I think, pretty typical, you know, you're buying in bulk. You sometimes that just even that you got to figure out how many how many portions do I need to get here? So you might have to get, you know, if you're getting like, I don't know, kind bars or something, you might have to get three or four boxes.
I get the sense, though, and he's got to correct me if I'm wrong, I get the sense that Randy was bringing like half drink orange juice bottles, a half a bag of potato chips, a partially eaten Twinkie.
Now, Lance, a partially eaten Twinkie can be chopped up into small sections. The part with the bite in it has been cut off, and you just chop it into what I call Twinkie wafers. And you put them in a little snack bag and you hand it to some kid. What's wrong with that? Tell me,
we've got, there's going to be somebody out there who, you know, kind of like my mother was the type of person that was always like, you know how you show people that you care? You do something homemade. So there's nothing better than, you know, if I was to, you know, if back in the day they'd had this, I'm sure my mother would have come with like her own, you know, potluck type style thing that she would have been trying to serve everyone. But now in today's world, you just don't want to do that. Cause even though, you know, those people, God love them, some of them are great cooks and everything. You don't want to be in the situation where you served a bunch of kids something and God forbid one of those kids, you know, gets real sick. Because then
litigation in California, somebody will take all of your money and your retirement savings for putting extra salt and you dehydrated their kid.
Possibly.
No, I guarantee it. You know, the people who are listening on the other side of the country, you're going to think to yourselves, is Randall exaggerating? And I'm not kidding you. Hockey's a fraternity. I don't see a lot of people like, you know, like trying to sue each other or that kind of thing. But I'm telling you, when it comes to the restaurants out here and everything, the liability insurance for any food service industry out here, from what I've heard, is just nasty because somebody will sue you because their kid got sick or something from
I think it's
from your extra salty lasagna. Well, no, but
I don't think it's just come California.
On. Back there's, in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia, no, everywhere. In Philadelphia, you expect a sandwich to make you sick. In Philadelphia, you expect it. It's like a 90% chance that you are going to get sick.
Oh off boy! Of that hey, of that Philadelphia, sandwich. It's yeah. Youth Hockey Podcast. @gmail.com. Randall,
I mean, how much would you love it though if somebody came in with a giant box of cheesesteaks?
Like, oh my god, I'd love it, but I'd get sick. Right. But I'd love it. I'd freaking love it. No, you're right, Coach. That is, there's nothing wrong with the cheesesteaks. God, they're great. And I'm sorry about the Eagles, my friend. I know. See, Raleigh is.
Had to bring it up.
I didn't mean to.
I have been weeping.
They got jobbed. They got jobbed.
Oh, that penalty call was horrible.
It was so awful. I mean, it's nothing against people from Kansas City, especially listeners from Kansas City. We love you. But that penalty call, that's like just aiding and abetting.
I wasn't a fan of that. But my gosh, I got to say, the Eagles organization and the players, talk about classy. They, not one of them. Would even
I've never heard that in a sentence before, by the way.
No, the players are if you've read anything about what the players
I have. They got to him, they got to that guy, and they said, make sure you don't say anything bad about the league. And he went, No.
They asked a bunch of different
people. Got
every
to him.
Player
the
was
Matrix.
Like,
no, every player was said the
even,
same
even
thing.
Even the guy like, who got the call called
I know
said
and what did you notice they all had the same exact phrasing? Like, no, I believe the refs were right in this I did hold him and it was a hostage video, man. There's a hot, you know, you've got to know.
Well, the thing they're throwing under the bus is the terrible field conditions there in Arizona.
Yeah.
Apparently everybody was falling all over the place.
They built the field right on top of the rink, right? Isn't that what happened?
I don't know. Yeah, that might have happened.
There's a lot of some unused rinks in Glendale, that's for sure. But the other thing I saw was like actually I didn't see this, but I was thinking to myself, I don't remember a single offensive holding call or offensive line holding call in that whole game against either team. Really. So I mean that's unprecedented. And so you have a couple of pretty good defensive teams, you know, one that led the league in sacks doesn't, you know, there was one sack in the whole game and it really wasn't even a sack. It was just the Philly quarterback running out of bounds.
Right.
You know, two yards short of the line. So, you know, really in a whole game that there was, it was perfectly played and there was not holding on any play. So I thought that was interesting, but I also want to just say for any KC fans, man, talk about the legend of Patrick Holmes. Mahomes.
You got me earlier on Vernetti, so I'm getting you with Mahomes.
You're right. It wasn't even out of my mouth, and I knew I was
it
wrong.
Neither was Vernetti.
Mahomes was was out there playing on like one good ankle. This is going to be a legendary performance because just amazing that guy, picked his team up and was able to do that.
Oh, that kid is so much fun to watch. He's just a great player. He's going to be fun to watch for years. He's fantastic. I'm sorry that your Philadelphia Eagles had to lose, but
no, the Phillies too. It's been a disastrous year of sadness of between the Phillies.
Well, not
hey, but you got your Flyers. Come on.
Oh yeah, the Flyers are doing great. Yeah. In fact, the Flyers to just add insult to injury. They lost yesterday as well.
But the Eagles were a very good team. Them coming back and tying up that game, man, that was so good to watch. Anyway,
it's sad to see that game end like that.
Oh, it's awful.
And I'm sure all the listeners to the NFL podcast here, NFL Youth podcast, loving this.
Youth NHL, whatever the hell podcast. No, I apologize for taking a turn there. I just know that you being a Philly native, it's hard not to at least take a little turn into that face it, how much more yardage are we going to get at a snack at this point? I mean, how much further are we going to go? Okay, Lance, would you like to continue with the snack or
yes, let's keep talking.
Okay, go ahead, keep talking. No, snack.
Yes,
well, I meant the main thing is here's a question for you, Randy. I mean, because you were talking about outdoing the other parents, I mean, do you think there's a competition that you got to be like, is there some kind of residual effect on your child if you're like the crappy snack guy?
I think there's flexing that goes on in all parts of hockey. For one, you know those sticks that cost $300 that have the little thing cut out of them?
Yeah.
You know, at the top. I saw a mite playing with one of those the other day, and it had been cut down all the way. It was cut down to a mite. And you're just like going, okay, somebody gave that kid a $300 stick. And he can't bear, you know, and it was just because, obviously, because they thought it was the best. I see kids that are like on skates that cost more than braces. And I'm like going, you know, and they're playing in-house. I think a lot of flexing goes on in the sport of hockey. And some of it is helpful. It's just for the kids. It makes them feel special. It's great. And some of it, like when it's done kind of gaudy. Don't you remember the guy who would pull up? There was a player that would pull up to the rink in his like Bugatti. And then he had like a guy trailing behind him with his bag, like an Uber. He hired an Uber because he couldn't fit the bag in his sports car. So he would like bring an Uber around. Raleigh, am I?
I know that kid. His name was Justin Bieber.
Oh, no. This was
a down at Valley Ice. And that was his helper.
No, this was a real story about a dad who played down at the team that will not be mentioned. And he showed up. He was a coach of the team. He showed up. So this is new to you guys. Am I telling you this for the first time?
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember.
Yeah, fantastic. I don't remember this story.
So this is 2 years ago. We had another kid that we knew that was a AAA player on this team. He was a peewee. And this guy would bring his kid in his sports car, but it was a two-seater. And he would go in the rink, and they wouldn't even wait for the other car to come up. The other car would come in, and the Uber dude that they'd hired would take his bag into the locker room for him, go out and drive away. That was how they arrived at the rink down in Burbank.
Nice.
But that's a bit much. All I'm saying. Yeah. That's a lot of flexing.
There's a lot. First of all, hockey tends to have a lot of participants who have families with means. So there's a lot of, and there's a lot of wealthy people in the LA area and the NorCal area. So, you know, it's not the first time I ever saw some real nice cars sitting on a parking lot. And also we played on a team with somebody you probably recall was would come with one of those super I don't know what kind they are, those vans that cost like $250,000.
Like a Sprinter
van? Oh, yeah,
van,
yeah. Or, I remember that one.
And
yeah.
park, you know, in the corner, taking up 12 spaces in the corner of the parking lot.
Oh, yeah, and, that was good.
Yeah. And actually, we had a couple of families that had those vans. I forget who makes them, but those things are nice.
Oh, they're really nice.
Mercedes version.
This is kind of our friend, so I'm not going to say anything bad about that. But yeah, I remember what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, people will do what they do. We played on the team with a kid. His dad had a, you know, the kid was actually in another state, and he had a pretty amazing mobile home that he would drive up for the games and practices from time to time, and also would you know, often have a nice barbecue going in the parking lot. Yeah.
See, that's getting back to snack right there. I would like to challenge the listeners to the Youth Hockey Podcast. Can you find us anyone that shows up to in any part of the country, any part of the world, shows up to the ice rink in an AMC vehicle? A Pacer, a Gremlin, I don't care. Any AMC vehicle, because that's what I, you know, like that's what I remember being the car that was not quite as you know, highbrow in my youth.
Gremlin?
Yeah, the Gremlin. Yeah, it's like a square on. If you can find us a picture of some kid getting out of a Gremlin or a Pacer, and I can't remember the other one that they had. They had like one other car.
Well, the Ford Pony was a popular low-cost option. A friend
Pinto.
Of mine had one of those.
If you can find a Pinto that hasn't exploded and actually is carrying around gear, I would love to see. Because in California, you don't see a lot of lowbrow cars in the parking lot. You just don't. There are a lot of very high-minded kind of things going on there.
Right.
Food truck outside of the ice rink now. We've had that a couple times, even though we have a delicious snack bar. Food truck. I'm not sure if you've ever experienced that in your part of the world.
What kind of food in that food truck?
I believe it was tacos. I'm not absolutely certain, but I believe it was a taco truck.
Yeah, there's a lot of gourmet food trucks everywhere now.
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing.
I wonder if that's going to be the next kind of thing that you do for snack when you forget, because
you really want to embarrass everyone.
Well, you know,
with
you
your wealth
it.
And opulence, you
exactly.
Hire a couple of food trucks to come in.
Oh, that's
for
a great
the snack.
Idea. Oh my it's God, like, Raleigh,
hey, where's
that's
the
so
snack?
Much better than where well, I was
it's out
going.
In the parking lot. Go out there. You have your choice. Tacos or
braised beef. Yeah,
Randy, you just came up with a great idea. I think for the
business
snack, hire a food truck to come out.
Okay, guy, I'll start a GoFundMe for the Youth Hockey Podcast food truck. We're going to start our own food truck and handle just snack. That's all we do. We don't ever open up unless it's snacks for mic'd players. And we'll have to work out the menu between now and, you know, when we get the money from the GoFundMe. But yeah, I think we could do it, guys. I think that could be our kind of second act. In
yeah.
hockey.
Yes.
Come
in.
Exactly. Okay. Well, gentlemen, I had a game to end. Is there somebody else have any other, you know, comment on food? I mean, to be honest, food is a very important part of what's going into your kid. I think it's very smart to look at it and find the best nutrition for your kid. We had a podcast where we brought a nutritionist on. I thought that was valuable. I know I was a little glib about snack, but don't forget that that your kid is playing against a bunch of people who are beginning to become more health conscious as to what they put into their young athletes. And as that market grows, I'm absolutely certain more and more kids will kind of start eating that way. And I think it's probably a good thing.
Yeah. Hey, let me finish then before you give us your quiz. with, I will tell you a story why it is important is because we played with one particular team, and one of the things in their recruiting process they touted about themselves was that they took nutrition very seriously. And the kid, they had like certain, you know, guidelines that they wanted the kids to follow. And this is what you're going to eat. This is what you're not going to eat or should eat and should not eat. Anyway, fast forward about 6 months later, I'll never forget. We were in Carolina in a tournament, and my wife and I walked out the front door of the hotel to stretch our legs. And we see a sea of our players scurrying across this like four lane highway, dodging cars, and we're like, what the heck are they doing? And what were they doing, Randy? There was a Krispy Kreme Krispy across Kreme, the I street.
Heard this one, yeah. Krispy Kreme's across the street. You better get yourself across that highway.
Exactly. You know, you and they didn't come back with a donut each. They came back with a box of donuts each.
Oh, yeah. We were in Vacaville this weekend. There was a Krispy Kreme there. I did bring home some donuts. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah, I have provided donuts for a snack before. I'm gonna tell the truth.
Yeah,
I think it was more that might have been like a birthday snack day or something.
There's nothing wrong with that. A Krispy Kreme is something you should never feel bad about giving a player, anybody. Any other donuts,
the least healthy thing you could possibly give anyone, including the child. But
but Krispy Kreme,
tasty.
You know what we're talking about here, Coach. These are like little gems of deliciousness.
I've eaten and probably in a full box before.
Oh, that sounds good.
But the other thing I was going to say was I think you were right when you Lance, when you were talking about chocolate milk. I've seen the same thing that after a game, if a kid's really had a tough workout, hopefully sweated off a lot of calories there, that's a very good sort of rebalancing thing that kids need. It's got your protein, the chocolate maybe makes it taste a little bit better to the kid, and rehydrates them and gives them some protein, and it's pretty much what you need there.
I would add into that maybe like almond milk or sesame milk, Lance, just because we're from the West Coast.
Exactly.
That's coming up. Sesame milk's coming. You didn't. there's the sesame milk revolution. Look it up. Everyone look it up, but Raleigh, you first, you chortler.
Sesame milk is on its way. I've looked up all this stuff, and the best nutritional
sesame milk is coming.
The best nutritional milk is coconut milk, according to many authorities.
No, wait until sesame milk.
You can find something wrong with a lot of these other milks.
Yeah, it's sesame milk. It's coming. It's on its way. Okay, guys. I've got a game called Kings or Ducks, and I'm going to be clicking through the Kaha Amateur Hockey Association board for the AAA teams at different levels, and you're going to tell me whether the Kings are on top or the Ducks are on top. We'll start off with 11 AAA. Kings or Ducks?
Ducks.
Kings.
Raleigh, you're right. It is the Kings. They're 6-0. 12 AAA. Kings or Ducks?
Kings.
Ducks.
Oh, you've got it, Lance. The Ducks are 11-1. The Kings are 10-2. Very close on this one, though, guys. Okay.
Close.
14 minor. That's 13 AAA. Kings or Ducks?
I'll say Kings.
This is the Ducks. I'm so sorry, Major.
Oh, you didn't give me a chance. But
I know.
Gonna say Kings too. So.
I was really trying. I'm cutting you off there.
All right. Very good.
Okay.
Wow. 14,
four, I'm sorry. I did. I made the mistake. 14 major.
I'm gonna say Kings.
It's the Kings.
It is the Kings, and let me tell you, this is the first time that the second place was not either Kings or Ducks, right? So we've been playing Kings or Ducks. This is the first time I've ever seen, or on this list, where it was not. Would you like to guess who the second place team is?
Sharks?
No. Oh, come on.
The Gulls.
No. Yeah.
Wait a second. Yeah. Bears.
No, the Junior Ice Dogs in the 14 AAA. Oh, they are second. Right. The Wave is third. The Sharks are fourth. And the Ducks, excuse me, are fifth.
Damn. That is unprecedented.
That is not what I was expecting.
But I didn't hear, though. I was waiting for the rain, but it didn't come.
That was there. Do you want me to go back? Because they were minus 112. The goal differential on the rain in that league was minus 112.
Oh,
so, yeah. 15 AAA, Kings or Ducks?
I'm going to say Ducks.
All right, then I'll go with Kings.
You're right. It is, again, the Kings. They're 10-0. Golden Bears, for the Golden Bear fans out there, they are tied for third with the Junior Flyers out there at 5-5, although they do have a better goal differential. So maybe they're not tied. I can't tell.
Wait a minute. Junior Flyers have a AAA team?
Flyers have a AAA, 15 AAA team. 15. And they, wow. They are 5-5. And
I am impressed.
I am too. I was like, wow. And they seem to be doing pretty well. So good for them. And the Bears, by the way, I'll hand it to them. Good job, Bears. So we're going for the major six teams. What do we got? Kings or Ducks?
Ducks.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's the Ducks. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Ducks. The second, again, strangely enough, Ice Dogs have now gotten a second place. And now the 18 AAA, Kings or Ducks?
Ducks.
Lance?
I'm going to say Ducks because I don't think the Kings had much below coming in.
You're absolutely right. The Ducks are 10-0. Okay.
You know, the Kings 18s are, I think they've done better than a lot of people expected this year.
I'm just saying, no,
give them some credit.
I will give them some credit. And this is where the Sharks.
New coach this year, yeah. By the way, for the Kings. You guys know who it is?
I believe it is. No, I don't know.
Gaspar Kopitar.
Wow. Brother of
Andre's dad?
Andre's brother.
Brother, that's what I was figuring. Yeah.
Well, wow. Formerly was in the Kings organization, now coaching that team. Yep.
And I'll give the Sharks a little credit. They've been battling the rain at the bottom of the standings for every other division, but the 18 AAAs, the Sharks are actually third, right behind the Kings. So that's a pretty competitive group, it looks like. So,
yeah. Hey, Randy, you missed one though.
Yes, sir.
You missed the most important level of all. What about the ladies?
Mites. That'll be next. That'll be next. Next episode, we'll check in on the ladies to see exactly.
Okay. Like that would be one where I'm not getting any of them right. Well, no, actually, probably you could just.
Oh, I know. Oh, by the way,
you can just go
Ducks. Ducks.
Right.
Ducks. Although I hear the Lions are getting more competitive in the Bantams, but I'm not actually certain. I'll check it out.
They've had some teams that were that were good.
Got a good
coach. I heard
down
Dave
there.
That the Ducks are touting a phenom that's like the female Wayne Gretzky over there.
Oh, okay, kids. Okay, calm down. This is the end of Youth Hockey Podcast episode 24. But please come back and join us with Youth Hockey Podcast episode 25 in only 1 week. We're going to try out a new thing where we put out an episode every week from now on. What do you guys think? Is that an okay? Is that a goal?
I thought we were already doing that.
That's exactly what we're doing, Lance. I just wanted to see if you'd remembered or not. I was like, I wonder if Lance is going to like say, oh, yeah, we should try that. No, that's what we've been doing, and that's what we'll continue to do because we love spending a little time with you, the listener, and we really appreciate all of you for taking a moment to listen in. Next week, we'll be back with I believe, David's topic, and it's going to blow the roof off. You think Snacks was good? You just wait till next week. From the Youth Hockey Podcast, thank you for listening.
Remember to visit Gabe Gifford Hockey. The link is in the description and the webpage below.